How could a huge, beautiful bird like an ivory-billed woodpecker be so hard to see when so many people were searching for it? I asked Tim Gallagher, author of The Grail Bird and one of the handful of people on the planet to have seen one. Tell us a little bit about the ivory-billed woodpecker. Here's a huge bird that, you know, I mean, conspicuous looking, and it stayed so well hidden for so long. What makes it so secretive?
Well, for one thing, I mean, if you want to look at selective breeding, I mean, the ones that were showy and loud and approachable, they were killed off 100 years ago. And, you know, and then after they logged all those trees, I mean, I think it's a matter of only the secretive ones surviving. It's like selective breeding for certain qualities. I know people are often saying, well, there are so many bird watchers in North America that surely if these birds existed, they would have seen them by now. But, you know, most birders never get off the boardwalk. If they go to a swamp, they can get most of the species they're interested in right on a boardwalk going 100 feet into the swamp. There's no need to go out there with the cottonmouth water moccasins and alligators and things to get a look at most of the birds. But that's what you have to do with an ivory bill. And even then, with them being secretive, they could be lurking on the other side of a tree. And in fact, when that video was taken by my friend David Leneau, he just kept his camcorder running constantly. And he happened to have a little electric trolling motor on his canoe. And he was stopping to check one of his cameras he had set up in the swamp. And he raised the motor, and it made this loud clicking noise as it locked into place. And the bird immediately, which had been hiding behind the tree, flushed from the trunk of a tupelo and flew away, and luckily was caught by the camcorder. Cause that's the only really good videotape we've got of the bird. And I mean, it's not a great videotape. It's a little fuzzy, but the bird has all the field marks, and we were able to go back to the tree and measure the tree and measure the bird and determine that this was a really large bird, much larger than a pileated. And right up there at the top end of the ivory bill range, in fact. So, a lot of people have been asked, saying, well, do you think this is the last one? I mean, is this really something we should be happy about, or is it really just a tragedy? And actually, I think the odds against this being the last ivory bill are just astronomical. Because, you know, what are the odds that we'd stumble upon the last one? And just the fact that this bird, it had to have been born either in the 1990s or possibly even in this century. So here there are obviously birds breeding half a century after we'd given up on them. And that fact alone is just incredible. The forests were at their worst probably about the 1950s. You know, a lot of the South was pretty much clear-cut. So that's the bottleneck that these birds had to get through. And people have always thought, well, if just a few have survived past that, actually the forest is improving now, and maybe they'll be all right. And, well, this shows that at least this bird's parents made it through and bred. And so there should be more. I mean, I expect that there might be some others in different places, but possibly different states. That's my hope, anyway. But,
probably not Orlando anymore.
No.
Your main feeling is optimism.
Well, I tend to be an optimist anyway. I mean, I had to be an optimist to begin this search, of course, because no one, you know, well, people have asked me, well, did you really expect to find one? Well, I don't know how to answer that except to say that I wouldn't have gone out there with the snakes and all the other things if I hadn't thought there was a possibility. You know, if you don't look, there's no chance. It's probably like someone playing the lottery. They don't really think they'll win a $20 million jackpot, but that's what the thought that they might keeps them going. So. Mm-hmm.
Next time, Tim Gallagher and I talk about the sounds of the ivory-billed woodpecker. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.